Welcome to week two of Friday Night Under the Lights. I'm George Broadstreet, along with tonight Reed Vance and a whole host of guests and other dignitaries that we'll introduce and talk to as the night goes on. We'll give you a lot of scores tonight. We'll talk about ball games. We'll take calls from a lot of our friends throughout the state that call in scores. And we'd love to hear from you at 601-401-6867 is our phone number for Friday Night Under the Lights. Reed, thanks for joining us tonight. Kind of pinch hitting for Russ Robinson.
Yeah, Russ is on the road.
He's on the road, as he is quite often. But yeah. Thanks for being here. We have known each other probably longer than I'd care to remember.
Yes, we won't say the number of years, but yeah.
But you're the voice of the Mississippi College Choctaws.
That's right.
And department chair of communications at Mississippi College.
Right.
What else can you lay claim to fame?
That's enough for me right now. That keeps me plenty busy. And, of course, you and I and Russ go way back and
right.
Doing games over the years, so... Yeah, he called me up and said, I need a B-team player tonight, so I'm happy to come off the bench and help out.
It's yeah, well, we'd love to have you, and we have a lot of fun. We've got, as I say, a whole host of characters, not only in the studio here, but also around the state.
Yeah, I see some on this list, and I'm looking forward to talking to some of these guys.
Yeah, there's good. We'll have a good evening tonight, even though, as you say, it's kind of maybe the B-team week two, but that's fine. We've talked about through all last year. We talked about a little bit last week what an unusual environment it seems like it is, and of course, looking at the score sheets tonight, Will was telling me earlier that there are about 20. He estimates there was like 28 games that was probably canceled tonight for either weather or a COVID-related issue. That's one thing, the virus. But also, we've got weather that is threatening, at least over the weekend, and that affected some things as well.
Yeah, storm coming up, headed kind of towards the New Orleans area once again, so South Mississippi's going to get some wind and some rain, and we're going to be praying for the best in that situation. But, I kind of follow, as we all do, what happens with these high schools who seemingly have to cancel games on a dime, and a lot of them will turn around because perhaps their opponent canceled, and they'll go and they'll schedule somebody else.
Right.
And that kind of flexible scheduling, we saw a little bit of that in college football last year.
Right.
It's kind of sneaking into the high school schedule, too. Like, hey, on Wednesday, you call up the coach down the road. We got an open date. You got an open date. Let's try to make this happen. And, I think head coaches and athletic directors are really earning their keep this year. We're trying to keep everybody safe. That's the main thing, and I think they're doing a good job of it so far, and then keeping these players ready to play.
Right. Well, last year it was kind of, it's kind of a crazy thing to say, but you almost feel like you've had some experience kind of dealing with this. You went last year, and it was such an odd year, but we made it through the whole year. And again, it looked like 3 or 4 months ago, it looked like, well, this year is going to look a lot more normal. And then, of course, things sort of kind of went the wrong way on us.
Yeah, and, of course, we can all pray that the wave crests and it starts to go down pretty soon. Kind of seeing some signs of that already. And, I think we're all kind of waiting for when the fall weather gets here and everybody has their homecoming games later in the season, that some of these restrictions may be loosened. And I don't want to say it'll blow over. It's never really going to blow over. But we'll have weathered this particular storm, not right. just the one coming up from the Gulf, but right. this particular storm this fall. And again, kudos to all the coaches and the administrators and the teachers and the parents and players themselves doing what they have to do
right.
as best they can to stay on the field.
Right. Let's turn our attention to some scores, and I'll give you first of all off the top some games that were played last night, some really good games last night on a Thursday night. Clinton went down to Ocean Springs. Really good football game. Ocean Springs ended up defeating the Arrows 45-44 in a game that went double overtime. And we were talking about the quarterback at Ocean Springs had a tremendous night. I believe the name is Bray Hubbard. Had 21 rushing carries for 88 yards. Also threw 4 touchdowns in the air and over 200 yards. He had quite a night.
He did. We're going to talk with Ray Coleman, the voice of the Clinton Arrows, a little bit later on in this hour. That's just I remember some games way back when. There were playoff games at the time between Clinton and Ocean Springs. Mm-hmm. They were kind of barn burners like that. It sounded like they had another one last night.
Yeah. Here in the Central Mississippi area, Lanier edged Crystal Springs 22-21. I mean, of course, Lanier is like a 6A school playing Crystal Springs, a 3A school. That was a good football game. Also, Callaway edged Yazoo City, or actually Yazoo City edged Callaway 34-33. So that's three games. They were just mentioned, all of them. There was a one-point differential in the score. Some games tonight. Another good game. Oxford defeated Brandon 24-17 in overtime. And the interesting thing about that, Oxford apparently wrapped. was against a 6A school, and they played well and lost just by 1 point, 22-21. I guess we can take Ty. Ty, are you with us? Ty, you on there?
Hey, George.
Hey.
Yeah, how's it going?
Hey, how's it going tonight?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Tell us about that game last night. Crystal Springs played well. Well, from Clinton, of all places, from the Mississippi High School Activities Association facility here, and Mississippi Association of Coaches, which is connected to the High School Activities Association.
It's a beautiful new facility.
It's a beautiful facility. I'm not sure exactly how long this has been here.
Well, it hasn't been long, because we live right down the road, right. And I drove past, you know, what they've been doing here, and I didn't really know. I just thought they were adding on to maybe the activities building or something else, but first time I've been in here, it's very, very nice.
Yeah, absolutely, very nice. Give you some more scores. I mean, that's kind of what we do. Friday night under the lights, we tell you scores from all across the state of Mississippi. Some games we had not mentioned earlier: Biggersville beat West Lowndes 21-7. Baldwin edged Kossuth 12-11. Hartsville Academy won over Magnolia Heights fairly impressively, 34-7. Scott Central beat Morton 40-10. Pontotoc edged Shannon 33-32. I think they won that game as time expired with a pass, 33-32. And Will was telling me, you know, we had three games last night where the margin of victory was 1 point. There were like 15 games tonight where the margin was 1 point. So that's pretty, you know, that's close.
That's what you want. Sometimes you see early season games, and they're real mismatches.
Right.
You certainly see that at the college level, but sometimes you see it at the high school level, too, before folks get into their conference, into their division games.
Right.
But these are a lot of close games.
A lot of close games. A lot of good games. Do we have anybody on the phone yet? Nope. Okay. So we've got a couple of people we're trying to get on here during this 15-minute segment. We'll get to those as time goes on. Let's talk about some of these other games that were played tonight. We mentioned Oxford beat Brandon 24-17 in overtime. Velma Jackson shut out Canton. They're close.
Canton, of course, is Canton, and then Velma Jackson's just, I would say, maybe 15, 20 minutes some back road. Yes,
I've been there. Have you ever been to Velma
Jackson? I have. In fact, one of the first games I ever did was a baseball game between Canton High School and Velma Jackson High School.
Okay.
This was, I won't tell you the date, but so I've been there. They're great folks up there. But that's a big rival.
Well, it's out in the country.
You got to know how to get there.
Yeah, you really do have to know how to get there. The only place I've ever been in Velma Jackson was the gymnasium. And if you know anything about Velma Jackson, they've got great basketball
heritage.
Oh,
absolutely.
And there's like one banner after another in their state championships that they've won. I believe we've got a caller on the phone.
Yeah. Shane Blanton, the executive director of the MAIS, is on the phone with us here on Friday Night Lights. Mr. Blanton, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate your time.
Hey, gentlemen, how are y'all?
We're doing just fine. I guess the first thing we want to talk about is how the season is going for your schools in terms of getting everybody just on the field and playing on Friday night in the midst of what we've got going on in our world in the pandemic. I think you got to be pretty happy with how people have responded to this.
Absolutely. You know, last year we were the association that played more games, that had more days in school than really any group in the country. And I think we've just started where we left off last year. Our schools have some good leaders. I think it sort of highlights the beauty of independent education, and just, you know, one size doesn't fit all. I think you know, we have a real responsibility to our parents and taking care of the students in our charge. So being back in the classroom, and I really think our parents want that sort of full experience, great education, great academics, the arts, athletics, all those things that sort of encompass a student's time in high school. And I think we're working hard at it. We've had great numbers over the first couple of weeks as far as those with that have contracted COVID and sort of how we've dealt with it. And I think we'll sort of work through it. I think we've seen a peak in the virus as far as the Delta variant is concerned in our schools, and we're still seeing those numbers fall off. So we hope that continues to be.
Well, you've got a chance to show off tomorrow. The worldwide leader is going to be at Madison Ridgeland Academy for a game that's going to be on ESPN2. Tell us just a little bit about how this came to be and what this atmosphere is going to be like tomorrow. I can imagine it's going to be a bit of a circus, but also that's an exciting time for your schools to show off their stuff, because we've seen so many high school games proliferate on television in recent years.
Very much so. I think it goes to show you that I think we've had great athletic competition across the board, girls and boys sports, in the MAIS for quite some time. That it just happens to be one of our schools that is in that lineup of the Saturday before college football starts. And so I think they were looking for a matchup, and they had sort of two-time state champions from both sides. And Oakland is coming, I think, from Tennessee, and very, very good ball club. So I think they'll have their hands full, but it should be a crazy day for sure. In the midst of the heat tomorrow at 2:00 at Madison Ridgeland. So.
Yeah, I think if it's going to be heat, maybe a little windy because of the storm coming in, that could play into it as well. But it should be a great environment. You know, I'm filling in for Russ tonight. Russ said, be sure and ask Mr. Blanton about eight-man football, because eight-man football is something that a lot of schools in the MAIS who are smaller schools are participating in now. So talk to us a little bit about eight-man football in your league.
Well, you know, we put it in a number of years ago, really, to help some of the small schools, and it has blossomed. There's a number of schools. We get probably more calls about eight-man football than we do anything else. So those schools wanting to join or play, or how do we orchestrate our league? But we have some great competition, and I think it's helped our schools, and those that are playing eight-man really enjoy it and have grown to love it.
Well, Mr. Bland, we appreciate you taking time to join us here on Friday Night Under the Lights. We congratulate you on a good start to this season. Wish you all the best for you and your programs. And we're looking forward to watching that game tomorrow and then following the MAI schools all season long. Thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you so much. Y'all have a great night.
All right. Thanks. You too. And you're listening to Friday Night Under the Lights. Reed Vance along with George Broadstreet. If you've got scores, you can call them in. 601-401-6867. 601-401-6867. And we have on the line with us, before we go to the break here in just a few minutes, we're going to take just a second to talk with Bob Sullender, the voice of the Madison Central Jaguars. Bob?
Hey, Reed. What's going on, my man?
Good. How are you? So you guys,
doing good.
You guys had a big win tonight over West Jones.
Yeah, West Jones came in. They were down some personnel, you know, because of COVID protocol and that kind of thing. So, you know, and of course, but you know, last year, looking at who they were, I mean, you know, last year they were 13-2, but only lost one game on the field. One was a forfeit, and they ended up beating, I would say, the pound for pound, the best football team in the state, West Point, for the state championship last year. So this is a team that was coming in, you know, a solid head coach, 21st year in the, you know, at the helm. So good coaching staff, and you know, they came to play. Madison Central jumped out to 21-0 lead real early in the ball game. Two one-play drives by Madison Central, a couple of touchdown passes by Vic Sutton, one to Blake Gunner, and the other one to Isaiah Spencer, and came up to 21-0 really quick, and then a couple of late touchdowns in the second quarter by West Jones kind of closed the gap a little bit. So at halftime, 21-14, and then the second half,
really quickly, you know, Wes Jones was here to play, and they were able to tie it up 21-21 after an interception by Madison Central's Vic Sutton. He threw an interception around the 40-yard line, and Wes Jones was able to take it in a couple of plays for a touchdown, a long passing play down to the Madison Central one, was able to punch it in from there. And so you look up, it's 21-21 starting the fourth quarter, and you kind of wonder what's going to give. Madison Central had a late touchdown, another touchdown pass to Blake Gunner, the tight end for Madison Central, senior tight end, and yeah, that kind of put in the put them up by six. And of course the obligatory extra point that you always make, right? Well, they missed it. Hit the left upright, and so you're looking at 27-21 with about 5 minutes left, and you're like, this doesn't come back to bite them. But you know, Madison Central held tough on defense and was able to get a couple of stops, and were able to pin the Mustangs back to the half yard line to start out their last drive of the game. They had 2.5 minutes to go, 99.5 yards, and we're able to do it. So Madison Central survived with a 27-21 victory. Next week, Brandon comes to town to the Jungle.
You know,
take on the Jacks.
Yeah, George and I were talking earlier about how difficult this division is. I was asking about Clinton, and then even George was saying, "Here's who else they've got on their schedule." Looking at that division, that's tough.
Yeah, and of course these are non-district games, right? Bob. And but then you go beyond that. You know, your district is it. It's really competitive this year, to say the least.
No doubt. The big road trip to Starville's on the schedule, and then you add in non-conference game. I mean, when your three non-conference games, Wes Jones, Brandon, Northwest Rankin.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
So it's
can't make it much tougher
you look
than
at
that.
Well, not at all. So, Toby Collins, the first win as the Madison Central Jaguar head coach, coming over from Northwest Rankin last year, and start a new thing there at the Jungle there for Madison Central.
Well, Bob, I wasn't aware that you were. I wasn't aware you were doing Madison Central. That's great. Congratulations.
Yeah. He's doing a fantastic
job.
Man,
I appreciate it.
Yeah, I listened to him coming in, and he'll be with me on MC next Thursday night too.
How about that?
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Bob.
Thank you, guys.
601-401-6867 is our number, and you're listening to Friday Night Under the Lights, and we'll be back in just a moment.